Now when Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs, which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city." And the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, "Take him from hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took this old cast clouts and old rotten rags and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Ebed-Melech was balanced. He was steadfast and unmovable. He had to tie old rotten rags, cords, and cast clouts together to get Jeremiah out of this mess. And he took the matter to the king in the first place. Now the king spared Jeremiah's life, so the king's life was spared. Okay, verse 12. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, "Put now these old cast clouts and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords." And Jeremiah did so. And they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into the third entry that is in the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, "I will ask thee a thing, hide nothing from me." Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, "If I declare it unto thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken unto me?" See, it's wise to bargain. Verse 16. So Zedekiah the king swears secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, "As the Lord liveth, that made us this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hands of these men that seek thy life." Now watch this. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, the God of the armies of heaven, the God of Israel. If thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live," now watch this, "and thy city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live in thine house." That's wonderful, isn't it? "But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given unto the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand." And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and they mock me." But Jeremiah said, "They shall not deliver thee." But Jeremiah said, "They shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee. So shall it be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord has showed me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, 'Thy friends have set thee on, and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back.' So they shall bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but shalt be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire." Then said Zedekiah to Jeremiah, "Let no man know of these words, and thou shalt not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with thee, and they come to thee, and say to thee, 'Declare unto us now what thou hast said to the king, hide it not from us, and we will not put thee to death. Also what the king has said to thee,' then thou shalt say unto them, 'I am presented I presented my supplication before the king that he would not cause me to return to Jonathan's house to die there. So this is how Zedekiah saved his life. Now listen, this man, Zedekiah, could have had a good deal. If he would have just did what the prophet said do, he would have prospered. And he would have been able to stay in his house and the city wouldn't have been burned. But what, verse 19, this is Zedekiah's words. See, the Lord said that a proud man can never be balanced, valued or appreciated. Jeremiah gave Zedekiah good news, but Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews. He put his fear before God. I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and they mock me. He's more afraid of being mocked, and he's afraid of the Jews, and he's afraid of being mocked than the great deliverance of his family. See, Jeremiah went on to say in verse 22, now this would have motivated me if I was Zedekiah. Behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. I would not have wanted that to happen. But he was so afraid of being mocked that he tried to fight Nebuchadnezzar. Thy friends have set thee on, and they have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. Now, 23 said this. They shall bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but shalt be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire. That, if coming from the prophet, I believe I would have listened. But see, a proud man who's more concerned about being mocked and given over to the Jew, and fearing Jews that are given to, you know, he's more concerned about that than the welfare of his own people and his city. Everything else the prophet said came to pass. But see, when you're not balanced, you can't make godly decisions. We're going to end it here. Okay. Proverbs. Now, he went out to fight Nebuchadnezzar. Jeremiah told him what was going to happen. You're going to see Nebuchadnezzar face to face, and he's going to put your eyes out and take you to Babylon, and there you're going to die. That's what happened. He saw Nebuchadnezzar kill the princes. He killed his sons, so nobody's going to do an insurrection and come get him. Then he put his eyes out, so that was the last thing he ever saw on the face of this earth. Then he took him to Babylon where he did die. But he didn't kill him because he did spare Jeremiah's life. Now, the fear of the Lord is this. You know, Proverbs 8 teaches us what the fear of the Lord is. Proverbs 8, verse 13. This is the perfect definition of the fear of the Lord. Verse 13 in Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. That's what the fear of the Lord is. That's the beginning of knowledge. Because if you have these rogue systems going on, you can't be balanced. Verse 12 says, wisdom dwell with prudence. I find out knowledge of witty inventions. Then verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogance, and to hate the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Now, how many times hate was in there twice. I added it. for a better reference. It goes on to say, counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding. Understanding is comprised of counsel and wisdom. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, princes decree justice. By me princes rule, the nobles, even the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Because wisdom is responsible. Wisdom is diligent. Wisdom is relentless to be known, to help others. Wisdom has love in it. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. By fruit, my fruit is better than gold. And it is. The word of God is better than gold. Yea, the fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. Now watch this one. Watch this one. This is real important right here. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I mentioned that in yesterday's broadcast. I didn't know what verse it was. I knew it was in chapter 8. The Lord possessed me, being wisdom. The Lord possessed wisdom in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. He had order in the first place. And he had balance too, because balance is determined sincerity to the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God, saith the Lord. How could I know this without him? This is revelation. When you receive revelation, you can learn things you can't normally learn on your own. Then he said, perfect balance is relentless sincerity. It's steadfast and unmovable and never changes. Proud men can never be balanced. They can never balance, value it, and they can never appreciate it. They are enemies to my balance, saith the Lord. Their focus is within. And it's a worldly view. Now, Saul proved it in all of his ways. He never came back to balance because he was proud. Zedekiah got in pride too. He never came back to balance. The prophet told him good things. He didn't hear it and believe it. He acted on his fear. So, everything got messed up. Because of pride. You know, the wisdom of God is good. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old, verse 22. Verse 23 says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, when there were no depths. I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, when I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights are with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Wisdom is talking. Hear instruction, be not wise and refuse it. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Hear instruction, be not, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me finds life, and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. Wisdom is talking. But he that sinneth against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So people that are that are living with sin or compromise, they got to be left here. Those that are alive to God, they will be taken. Remember the parable of the net? Jesus said in the last days, the good fish will be taken, the bad ones thrown out. Same thing. I want you to consider these things, the ways of God. Evil men think opposite, and God knows. But people put on a mask. They present themselves the way they want to be known. But they're not perfect at it. But they can convince us. I'm not trying to start a mistrust against people. But I'm pointing out that God has to deal with the facts. Facts we can't see. Facts we can't see. He will deal with it. And it's better that he does. That's the purpose of these three broadcasts. God has a purpose in all he do. The new heaven and new earth will not have sin in it. And that's the point. But he's going to do what it takes. Even the people we love and care about that happen to have crossed the line. We need to know these things. They need to know it so they can come out of darkness. But proud men will never be balanced. Now that people, there are people that's not saved that can be saved. Kenneth Hagin, he rebuked the enemy. Kenneth Copeland gave that example about how a man was praying for his brother, and they prayed, and they removed the enemies that was hindering him from salvation, and prayed for laborers to be sent to the man's brother, and he was saved. This can happen. This is what we want, but there are tares that can't be dealt with that way. And there are many people that can't. So we need to be busy praying and doing what we should do, but we should mostly be led by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit, be guided by him and be relentless about what he reveals to you. When he gives you revelation that you can't get on your own, be relentless and keep it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.